This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. It was a subdued and troubled Iraq that ushered in the new year today, after a car bomb at a Baghdad restaurant and shootings elsewhere marred New Year's Eve celebrations. 2004 dawned with relative quiet, but also with questions about the future. From the Iraqi capital, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports on the apprehensions and hopes of Baghdad residents on this New Year's Day.
On the campus of Baghdad University, New Year's picnics spread out across garbage-strewn lawns. Uncollected trash is just one tactile image of the country's turmoil. Iraq's tumultuous past was on the minds of many students as they thought about the future of their country and their own lives. A militantly anti-American tone pervaded their remarks. 20-year-old Heba al-Azawi pins her hopes for Iraq's future on the guerrilla insurgency that is attacking the U.S. presence in her country.
With the existence of the Iraqi resistance, I'm very optimistic. Iraqis has already ended two empires, the Ottoman and the Mongolian, and we are sure that the American empire will be defeated by the Iraqis.
Heba said she was spending the holiday watching the news and following developments of what she called her brethren in Palestine. A colleague from the same arts department, Kothar Taban, said she saw a brighter future without Saddam or any of his loyalists. Under the old regime, she said, we had no ambitions, but now, she says, that's changed.
Yes, I'm very optimistic for the future, and I believe for myself that a big future is waiting for me ahead. And I believe also this chaos and anarchy we are living in now, it's the tax of freedom. So I believe it's a transitional period, and many, many good opportunities are waiting for us ahead.
An argument ensues between the two co-eds that grows to include a half a dozen young women. Kothar asks them, why are you defending Saddam? One woman responds, he was your president and he was an Iraqi. But it's a new future, she says. A group of young men from the geography department gather to talk. As they do, an explosion sounds in the distance.
Sorry.
Good.
A small explosion.
Very good.
Big, huge explosion, you say good.
Because it's the only way to make the Americans leave the country.
25-year-old Hamid Yazim's remarks say a great deal about how Iraq's youth perceive their future free of any American occupation. But that wasn't the view all over Baghdad. For mothers gathered at a New Year's party for East Baghdad children, attended by American troops, the U.S. presence is not anathema. But Legit Luhana expressed a common wish that life in the year ahead brings a new atmosphere of calm after a year of upheaval.
In fact, I wish I have some personal projects to be fulfilled. But above all, security. We wish security. Second comes personal things.
Ali Shakir Salman's butcher shop is in the central Baghdad district of Karada, where insurgent attacks are mounting along with local anxiety. Despite every reason to feel pessimistic, Salman is unabashed about the promise of Iraq's future.
We spent 35 years in darkness, isolated from the world, he says. Now we start the year trying to catch up in everything from cinema to politics to business. And that, he says, is why we're very hopeful. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Baghdad.